CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Why don't you stay in bed this morning, get a little extra sleep?
No, I'll get up in a minute, dear.
I mean, just because I have to get up at this unearthly hour every morning is no reason why you should, too.
I'm awake now. Yeah. I couldn't go back to sleep anyhow. Besides, I don't really mind. I honestly like getting up early, and I certainly wouldn't let you get up and get your own breakfast and go off to work while I stayed in bed.
Well, I wouldn't mind, darling.
Oh, yes, you would, after a while. Maybe not during the summer, but in the wintertime when it's still dark, rattling around in the cold kitchen down there fixing yourself coffee, you wouldn't wonder why your lazy wife stayed upstairs, snuggled up in bed all cozy and warm.
Well, I guess before long I'd begin to mumble to myself, why the Sam Hill doesn't my dutiful wife get up and get my breakfast, huh?
You certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't blame you. Oh, hand me my bathrobe, will you, dear? What do you want for dinner tonight?
Dinner? I haven't even had breakfast.
I know, but I get so tired trying to think up something you like.
Hey, I know.
What?
Why don't I take you out to dinner tonight? Take you out? Go to a movie?
No. Remember what happened the last time we did that? Why, we added it up and it cost a small fortune. I was getting a babysitter and...
Oh, look to heck with
that. No,
we won't eat in such a fancy place. You know, besides, what doesn't cost a small fortune these days? We can't stay at home the rest of our lives because we have to pay for a babysitter to go out.
It won't be the rest of our lives. Children grow up fast.
You mean we should wait 15 years to go to the movies?
Don't be silly. I just meant that...
Look, you get a babysitter and you meet me downtown at my office at 6 o'clock. I'll be working until then. Now, that is a date. I mean, the day hasn't come yet when I can't afford to take my steady girlfriend to dinner and the movies.
Whenever you say things like that, I remember the first time you ever asked me out to dinner. Oh, it's a thrill.
Oh, is the thrill gone?
No, dear. It's just, I mean, you know, it's more involved now getting babysitters and...
Well, all right. Look, you know, if you are free for dinner, meet me at 6 o'clock.
Come in.
Oh, well, hi, darling. Yeah, come on in. I'm just finishing up here.
I didn't like barging in and disturbing you, but everybody seems to have gone home in the outer office up there. Your door was closed.
Oh, yeah, well, everybody cleared out ages ago. I have some work to do here. Well, this is a surprise. What are you doing downtown?
What?
All dressed up, too, honey. You look so pretty. You going somewhere? Woman's club dinner or something?
I thought we had a date. You absolutely insisted this morning that I line up a babysitter, meet you downtown for dinner, and go to the movie.
Yes, of course, darling.
Why,
you were
so romantic about it. Annoyed that I didn't seem thrilled to have dinner with you, that I worried about the expense.
Oh, darling, well, I'm sorry. We just keep darn busy here at the office. Somehow, you know, something came up that took my mind off everything else, and
so I canceled the committee meeting so I could get my hair done and look beautiful for you. And I spent an hour getting a babysitter, then another hour fixing dinner for the babysitter and the children.
But the idea of taking you out to dinner so you don't have to cook.
Well, the children have to eat, and when you get a babysitter to be there at 5:30, you have to plan something for her, too. She eats, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I'm sorry I forgot, darling. I didn't really forget, you know. I mean, honestly, I was just teasing, you know.
Sure.
I mean, you don't think that I...
No. You were so romantic this morning about having a date with me. Then I almost get stood up.
Well, honey, look, I am sorry, really. We've just been so darn busy here. If you've seen this
here
today,
I understand.
It's been, you
I
know,
understand.
One of those days.
Really, I do. Unfortunately. I guess that is the difference between being a girlfriend and being a wife. If we hadn't been married yet, you'd have remembered our date. Being married, it doesn't matter. A wife is supposed to understand. I'm not angry, really. Just sort of sad. We just take each other for granted.
No, look, none of that. You understand? We are stepping out on the town. So where do you want to eat, sweetheart? And let us decide before we leave the office, see, so we don't stand on a street corner trying to make up our minds. How about Giuseppe's?
No, I don't feel like Italian food. How about Lanchin's?
No, I don't feel like Chinese food. Oh, darling, never fear.
No.
All right, hand me the phone book. I'll read off the restaurants. Linney's Steakhouse.
Too expensive.
Lakeview Pavilion.
Too crowded.
Sibley Seafood.
Oh, no. Myra ate there last week, so the food was terrible. She was sick all night.
Well, at least she ate. Look, we're going to be sitting here in my office all night. By the time we decide, it won't matter. Everything will be closed.
Well, where do you want to eat?
I don't know. How about the Magnolia, famous for southern fried chicken?
If you want fried chicken, let's go home. I told you I got dinner for the children, the babysitter. I fried two chickens. Put the rest of what was left in the refrigerator.
No, we are eating out. Why can we never decide where to eat?
Look, I don't really care. We'll go wherever you want to go.
No, I am picking you out. Now we'll go wherever you want to go.
Well, I don't care.
Well, what do you feel like?
I don't know. I just know I don't feel like Italian food, but if you do...
Then you don't feel like Hungarian food or French or Chinese.
No, I feel like Chinese. You don't. What do you feel like?
Look, at this point, whale blubber would taste good.
Well, see if there's an Eskimo restaurant. Look under I. It might be called the Igloo.
Why do we always have so much trouble? It's ridiculous. We never used to.
That was before we were married, dear. Then you didn't ask me. You just took me somewhere.
No.
I guess we didn't care where we went anyhow as long as we were together. And whereas we used to hold hands and not even know what we were eating, now we hold conferences because we're fussy about the food.
Look, we are not such old, settled, married fuss budgets that we can't go out to dinner and still hold hands, for heaven's sake. Now, come on. How do you know that I am taking you to the Redwood Room?
Oh, it's so expensive.
Look,
I'm
nothing
is, really.
Too good for my girl now, including an orchid.
An orchid? Oh, no, you are.
No, don't be a wife now. You're my girlfriend. We are stopping at the florist. Now, would you tell me just where in Sam Hill is that waiter?
Dear,
you realize how long we've been sitting here?
Yes, I know now.
Waiter!
Here, now, it's not small, excuse me. And goodness me, with an orchid and everything. Here, hold my hand.
You're so darn mad with the prices they charge.
Honey,
you think they... Sweetheart, you are my lovely, adorable, darling.
Has your order been taken, sir?
Oh.
No, it hasn't. In fact, I'd like to...
Here. Not, you know. Well,
all right. Now, both of us want a steak dinner, medium rare.
Yes, sir. Coffee now or later, sir?
Coffee later with dessert.
Thank you, sir.
Wait a minute. Is that the number four steak dinner that we're getting?
Number four? Well, yeah, that's what we decided.
Yes, I know, dear. I'm making changes. Waiter, I'm sorry. I don't want the stuffed baked potato.
Well, that comes with it.
I know, but I don't want it, dear. It's too fattening. I'd like two vegetables instead, waiter. In fact, I don't want Brussels sprouts either. I have never liked Brussels sprouts at all.
Yes, well,
and instead of mixed green salad, I'd rather have just plain lettuce. And I certainly don't want onion soup to start with. Do you want onion soup, dear? Could I have, maybe some veal or just tomato juice, I think.
Well, madam, I'm sorry, but the number four steak dinner comes as listed. We're not allowed to make substitutions. As you will notice at the bottom of the menu...
Nonsense. I mean, I'm...
Of course, if you wish to order a la carte, I...
For goodness sakes, you have other vegetables here on the regular dinner menus on this side. There's broccoli, green beans, spinach, why can't I have those instead?
Madam, they are not available on the number four steak dinner. And as I said...
Not available? Of course they're available.
Honey,
if you have them in the kitchen, they are. You know, you restaurants make me so mad. Why, you make such a fuss over substituting another vegetable for a stuffed baked potato or giving me just plain lettuce
I remember now, we weren't going to fuss about food, darling.
Oh, I know, but
it does say no substitution.
I don't care if we're going to pay $5.50 for a steak dinner.
Well,
I don't think it's too much to ask them to substitute two vegetables and a nickel's worth of plain lettuce.
Surely, madam understands the confusion in the kitchen if everyone asks for substitution. But if madam wishes me to call the manager...
Madam understands. Madam has no desire to create a panic in the kitchen by asking for broccoli instead of Brussels sprouts.
Well, yes.
And madam wishes to leave.
Oh, but...
In fact, I suggest we go to the Piper restaurant, dear, and have their delicious fried chicken.
All right. That's a great idea. Yes, let's go. Cancel our order.
Piper restaurant?
Yes, out on Rainbow Lake. Excellent service, best food in town.
Marvelous.
Oh, tell your boss maybe that's why you're not crowded in here tonight. Good evening. Come, my dear.
Oh,
that
it's funny. Well, I just wish I could have heard him tell the manager.
Yeah,
there's
another drumstick. I'll put on some coffee.
You know, honey, I was right. The Piper restaurant has excellent service and the best darn food in town.
Then why do you always want to eat out?
Me? I don't, honey. I just do it for you. I mean, you've always loved eating out.
Well, I don't anymore, somehow. When I see prices like $1.50 for a shrimp cocktail where you probably get about 3 skinny shrimp, I don't even enjoy it. It takes my appetite away.
It's the service I object to, or lack of service, I should say. For which they also expect to be rewarded handsomely,
yes. I should say. So what made me mad tonight was that I'm not one of these people who always ask for substitutions, you know. Am I?
Well, not always.
Well, I don't, really. But for him to say that I'd have to order everything a la carte just to get 2 vegetables and plain lettuce... I mean, what's happened to the good old days when they wanted to please the customers? When they wanted you to sit and enjoy the food? They didn't mind how long you stayed there, relaxing and appreciating all the delicious
things. Oh, look, they just want to get you in and out as quickly as possible now to make room for somebody else.
Yes.
I suppose there are places that still cater to their customers. I wish we knew where they were.
Yes.
I'm
you talk about the good old days. You'd think we were as old as Methuselah.
You know something? I don't think the restaurants are entirely to blame. I think some of it's us. I really do. We don't really want to go out, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, Nello, you said our trouble was we'd been married too long. Too long to step out on the town and have a romantic date. Well, why should we, after all, when we've got something better right here at home? I mean, I ask you, what's better than our own home, sweet home? What's better than sitting right here in the kitchen, relaxed, comfortable, eating fried chicken, glass of nice cold milk, wonderful salad... The children sleeping upstairs. And, honey, look, now, look at the view. High on a hill overlooking the twinkling lights of the city and the moonlight shining on Rainbow Lake.
Mm. You have mayonnaise on your chin.
You get it?
No, give me your napkin. Thought you wanted to go out.
Not me, honey. Look, I tell you, you're stuck with a real happy married man. And throw out that orchid, will you?
Oh, I can show
What
that.
Do we need with orchids when we have spring lilacs?
Yes.
Oh, boy, smell those lilacs, honey. Aren't they wonderful?
No, I picked them for you. Will there be anything else, sir? Have you enjoyed your dinner? We aim to please.
Oh, you do. I must...
Sir, kissing the waitress is not allowed. It causes confusion in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, I'm sorry. Bring me my dessert and coffee, and then I'll speak to the management. I'm a steady customer.
Oh, I...
Now, I will have apple pie with a slice of nice, sharp cheddar cheese.
Coming right up, sir.
Listen, here's a trade secret we're perfectly delighted to be able to pass along. As just announced by the National Association for Better Radio and Television, the outstanding daytime program on radio for 1959... was one of CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials. Which one? Well, that makes us even more proud. It was The Couple Next Door. Congratulations to Peg Lynch, Alan Bunce, and the entire staff of The Couple Next Door, both before and behind the microphone. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Burford Hampton and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Stuart Madden speaking.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman speaking.